This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This month has brought news of mass demonstrations in India that began with a terrible crime, the gang rape of a medical student in New Delhi. Doctors are now battling to save the life of the young woman. With the government facing a public revolt at the levels of violent crimes against women, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is reported to have overseen the decision to airlift the young student to a specialty medical center in Singapore. From Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Officials at the Mount Elizabeth Hospital in Singapore say that the young woman who arrived Thursday morning is in extremely critical condition. Investigators say she was beaten with an iron rod, raped by six men in a bus, and left for dead on the side of the road the night of December 16th. India has been rocked by protests since. The demonstrations reflect not only the public revulsion at the brutality of the attack, but also the simmering rage over the prevalence of sexual violence in India. There were more than 250,000 crimes last year against women, up from the year before. Nasreen Jahan attended this small rally in New Delhi yesterday. From beneath a red woolen scarf that draped her head, I could detect a slight deformity over one eyebrow. She discreetly pulled back her head covering to reveal the twisted flesh of a large, disfiguring scar that ran down her neck and right shoulder. Nasreen said after she divorced her husband, he threw acid on her face.
As you can see, people who have suffered like me, people who have suffered attacks from their husband like me, I'm always angry. I'm always angry about the kind of violence women suffer. And I know there are people like me who will always be angry and they will always resist this violence and they will gather, they will continue to protest for this cause.
The Prime Minister said today that the public can be assured his government is committed to punishing the guilty. The six accused in the gang rape will reportedly be charged next week. The Prime Minister did not publicly address the rape that grabbed the conscience of the nation until Monday, 8 days after it occurred. Unfazed by the public fury, the President's son, Abhijit Mukherjee, ignited new outrage yesterday. He described the women protesting against the rape as, quote, dented and painted, a phrase used by mechanics who mask rust with liberal coats of paint. The remark kicked up a storm in India's social media. Blogger Anna Vitikad said in an interview on the network NDTV,
"The fact is that it is the light-hearted manner in which and the light fashion in which boys and men are taught to take women that leads to this disdain for women, that leads to crimes against women. Unless we sensitize our men, unless we educate little boys from the time they are in kindergarten, we are not going to be able to prevent these crimes, and all the capital punishment in the world won't make a difference."
Under pressure, the government has said it will consider changing the law to allow for the death penalty in certain instances of rape. It has been a difficult week for the ruling coalition. The Home Minister compared the protesters to armed Maoist rebels who have long infiltrated the countryside. The Delhi police, who are overseen by the central government, are also under attack in a city where the vast majority of rape cases reported never result in a conviction. Vinod Sharma is the political editor of the Hindustan Times. He says a new generation of tech-savvy protesters are not content to be compliant citizens and that the old ruling guard is out of sync.
There's a leadership vacuum at every level today, and that leadership vacuum is largely because people perhaps are appointed out of cronyism, or they're just plain lucky that they get appointed to key positions.
The government has decided to name and shame. It announced that a database of rape convicts will be posted on police websites. As details emerged of another gang rape this week, there was no word yet on steps the government plans to ensure that rapists are convicted. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.